This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will criminal charges be brought against former President Trump? The bombshell question is out there as the January 6th House Committee resumes its hearings later this morning.
Members of the House Committee investigating the Capitol riot say there's enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump for seeking to overturn the 2020 election. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the DOJ should be investigating any credible allegation of criminal activity by Trump, and he thinks there is such evidence.
There are certain actions, parts of these different lines of effort to overturn the election, that I don't see evidence the Justice Department is investigating.
Trump has denied all wrongdoing. Audio courtesy ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
There could be new gun laws this month. That's what gun safety supporters in Congress are hoping now that Senate negotiators have reached a deal. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The compromise would make juvenile records of gun buyers under age 21 available in background checks. It would offer money to states to implement red flag laws, making it easier to temporarily take guns from people considered potentially violent, and it would bolster school safety and mental health programs. Other steps include requiring more people who sell guns to obtain federal dealer's licenses, meaning they would have to conduct background checks of buyers.
Gas is $5.01 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up 15 cents in a week. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat across the central part of the nation. It could be 100 degrees today in parts of Missouri. A wildfire north of Flagstaff, Arizona, is forcing evacuations. A man's been arrested there, but we don't know yet what caused the fire. This is AP News. A top country music star is revealing a battle with cancer.
I ain't as good as I once was.
Toby Keith has stomach cancer. The musician announcing on Twitter yesterday that he has been undergoing treatment for the disease since last fall. Keith says in the past 6 months he has undergone surgery for the stomach cancer, and it has been followed up with chemotherapy and radiation. The Oklahoma native who turns 61 next month says right now, so far so good, but he says he does need time now to breathe, recover, and relax. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The top weekend movie, Jurassic World Dominion, and it pulled in a hefty $143 million. Another sign that the box office is continuing to rebound. Number two at the weekend box office, Top Gun Maverick, followed by Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.